John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Is it still snowing out there, Craig?
It's snowing. And it's snowing, and it's going to keep snowing, because that is why your life sucks! Oh!
All of a sudden, Sam Kinison is in the room.
Every weekend of my life was a snowstorm!
Craig Gass is appearing tonight, and tonight for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 at the Vault at the Valley Forge Casino. Tickets are available through valleyforgecasino.com, or you can get it through your site, too,
GetGas.com. I'm also in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, tomorrow at the Harbor Square Theater.
Okay.
And tickets for tonight at Valley Forge Casino and tomorrow in Stone Harbor are at GetGas.com. GetGas with two S's.
You know that CraigGas.com also works?
CraigGas.com is a real estate broker.
I typed in CraigGas.com this morning and...
With two S's?
Yeah.
Huh?
And your site came up with your face.
You're taking over.
Get out.
And the same link to the tickets as VFCasino.com. Right.
Can you get me a good price on a home loan?
Yeah, it's a guy in Minnesota who has the same last name. He got the website first, so I've been directing traffic to Get Gas.
Okay. All right. But, I've got to ask you something, because I've known you for a while, and there's a couple of questions. And I got to give people a little bit of background, because you grew up in a deaf household.
Yes.
Everyone in your family was deaf, with the exception of you.
Mm-hmm. Mom, dad, and sister.
So yes. Yesterday, I'm watching the governor of New Jersey do his, state of the state address, right? And they've got that woman in the corner who's doing the sign language. So when you see something like that on TV, do you listen to it or do you watch to see if she's getting it right?
Both. I watch to see if she's getting it right. And remember years ago, Nelson Mandela passed away, and there was this famous story.
Oh, yeah. The guy didn't even know sign language.
Didn't even know sign language. And I remember watching him and thinking, because it's sign language across the country, there are... accents. There are like slight twists on the way you sign a word that in different parts of the country.
Why are you signing to me? Why
I don't
you're
know.
Signing
I'm starting to sign. Yeah, I know. But in different parts of the country, there's like a different like twist to the word. So watching this guy in Africa, I'm thinking like, wow, that's weird. I don't. But you know what?
It's an
African
accent.
So maybe it's a different thing. I don't know. And then come to find out, the guy is mentally ill and doesn't know anything about sign language. I just remember every fourth word, he threw something over his shoulder. It was like everything was like, and this goes over here, and this goes over here, and this goes over here. And I thought, all right, well, it doesn't make sense to me. And there's always a sensitivity about it that people get like, should I make jokes? But... You know.
How do you, I mean, in all the time I've known you, every time I speak to you, there's somebody else that you have, that you've run into, that you've spent time with. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like you said this morning that you lived in Eddie Van Halen's house for a while. And then something about Alec Baldwin?
Oh, well, actually, you know what? That was at the same time.
Okay.
When I worked with Alec. So I went to a concert in Los Angeles. I'm backstage at a concert, and a buddy of mine who worked for Dunlop was introducing me to all these people backstage at this concert. And which was really nice of him. He was introducing me to a lot of my favorite musicians. And then he stopped and went, oh, man. He goes, this guy I'm about to introduce you to, he lives with one of the biggest rock stars on the planet. But don't tell him I told you that.
Okay.
And we walk over and he goes, Maddie, hey, I don't know if you're a fan of comedy or what shows you listen to. This is my friend Craig Gass. He's a stand-up comedian. This guy turns around and goes, dude, I am your biggest fan. I go, oh, wow. Well, that's cool. Right on. So we start talking. And we make plans to go bowling a week later. And I call him on the night that we're going to go bowling. And I said, hey, we're going to do 9 p.m. on that bowling alley on Ventura Ventura Boulevard. Yeah. Do you want to do 9 o'clock? And he said, yeah. He goes, is it cool if I invite my friend Ed? Because I've been telling him about you for a long time. And I said, yeah, that's fine. He goes, okay, because he's got a kid. His kid's 12. And I go, dude, it's bowling. Who cares? And at 9 o'clock, he shows up. And this guy walks through the door, and I go, is that? And he goes, Ed, come over here. And the guy walks over, and he goes, hey, which one of you guys is a comedian? And I go, it's me. And he goes, hey, man, I'm Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
And I go, yeah. And he goes, Wolfie, this is the guy. Come to find out, this guy, Maddie, is Eddie Van Halen's assistant. He lives on the property in a guest house. Maddie also works in the 5150 studios on the property.
Right.
And he was such a fan of the show that I was on at the time that he would get up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and work all morning listening to me on the radio. And he started telling Eddie, there's this new guy named Craig Gass who does a Paul Stanley impression. And then like a week later, oh my God, that same guy does a Sam Kinison impression. And a week later, that guy does a Lars Ulrich from Metallica impression. And so Eddie is telling me my life story at the bowling alley. And at one point, he tells me a story about how broke I used to be. I told a story on the air about how I've never made any money in my life. And now that I'm making money, all I've ever wanted was an illegal cable box. That's all I've ever wanted to own. And Eddie at the bowling alley said, he goes, dude, he goes, I heard you broke your whole life. He goes, me too. And he goes, I heard that all you ever wanted was a legal cable box. And he goes, that's crazy. Because he looked both ways and he went, I got a legal cable box too. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, the thing is, I'm rich, but don't want to pay for cable. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, what? This is insane. And over the course of the next year and a half, I would go to the house to hang out with Maddie, and every once in a while, Eddie would show up.
Right.
And I got in a bad relationship that ended horribly, and Ed said, pack up your stuff and move in with me.
Oh,
and I
my
said,
God.
Is that okay? And he said, he goes, yeah. He goes, the only thing is, he goes, don't tell anybody, but the band's getting back together, so it's going to be noisy at night. And I went, so the only thing I got to worry about is the fact that Van Halen is going to be playing in the next room. And he said, well, I know you're working on your TV show. And I had just started filming a new TV show called Las Vegas with James Caan.
Right.
And Alec Baldwin was my partner on the show. So for that whole period of time, I am spending all day, every day, telling jokes to Alec Baldwin and James Caan.
Right.
And every night, I'm coming home, and Eddie would be in the next room, and I'd go, hey,
my
buddy.
My God.
I just got home. Do you mind if I listen for a little bit before I go to bed? And every night he'd go, dude, I'm lonely. Come on in. And I would sit in.
Now with all of the impressions that you do, the best Eddie Van Halen you have goes,
yeah. He's always smoking. He's always smoking. Yeah, I mean, you know.
But tell me about Alec Baldwin.
Okay, so Alec Baldwin and I, every day, he would come up to me, knock on my dressing room door and go, can I hear some impressions? I love hearing impressions. Do you mind if I hear some more of your impressions? And I go, yes. Hey, do you mind? And he would always do this for my friends. I go, these are my friends from Philly. We do your Tony Bennett impression for them. And he has this Tony Bennett that you go, what the hell does Tony Bennett sound like? He'll get an empty martini glass and go, yeah, I'll tell you what. I used to date Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe was a real foxy lady. I once made love to Marilyn for up to 12 hours until the paramedics came along and said, Tony, she's gone. It was terrible. It was so dark. And so he always wanted to hear my Al Pacino. And then he kept telling me, I got to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story about how I almost got in a fight with him. And he finally told me this insane story that he starred in a Broadway play, a one-man show about Al Pacino's life. The opening of the show was scheduled for September 11th, 2001.
Oh, my God.
And they only ended up doing a total of 3 performances, and they scrapped the whole thing. But the problem with doing this event was that it was written by a former best friend of Al Pacino.
Okay.
Former.
Okay.
Who wrote a lot of personal information about Al's life that apparently Al did not want people to know about.
Okay.
So Alec says that everywhere he goes, people keep walking up to him and going, I don't know what's going on. I'm just relaying the message. I just saw Al Pacino. And he said the next time he sees you, he's going to beat your ass. I don't know what that's about. I'm just giving you a warning. And he keeps hearing it from everybody. And then Alex says, so one day, I'm in my apartment building in Los Angeles. The elevator door opens. Who's in the elevator? It's Al Pacino, Beverly D'Angelo, and a real estate broker. They're looking for an apartment in my building. And he said as soon as the elevator door opened up, Al Pacino looked at him and went, oh, Jesus. Here we go. Here we go. Beverly D'Angelo, completely clueless, walks out of the elevator and goes, Alec! Oh, my God! Look who it is! It's Alec! We were just talking about you. You're so political. You should run for president or something. Weren't we saying that, Al? Weren't we just saying that? I said the whole time Al Pacino's looking at him going, well, this guy? Yeah. This guy just does anything he wants. Don't you? You do anything you want. Beverly D'Angelo, clueless, goes walking out the elevator with the real estate broker in tow, and Al Pacino eyeballs him as he walks by, and Alec goes, Al, can I talk to you for 1 second?
What? You got something you got to say to me? What do you got to say to me, Alec?
Listen, I know you know about the play. And Pacino says, play.
You were in a play. tell me about your fruity little play. I'm dying to hear about your little play.
Listen, I know you know about the play. I just want to tell you a couple things. Number one, I wasn't going to do the show in your backyard. I was only going to do it in New York City. Number two, I was only going to do the show for 3 weeks. And number three, and this is the truth, I've never had more fun in my life than I did playing you. That's the truth. And he said, but she looked at him and said, Howard,
how in the world can you have fun being me? Because I am miserable. I am miserable.
And they worked through their problems and they shook hands. But I am miserable is how he described himself. You know, if you come out to Valley Forge Casino tonight, or if you come out to the show in Stone Harbor, it's not just good impressions, it's bad impressions. It'll be because I love, there's some impressions I try to get to and my friends will listen to me and go, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'll take it personally and go, well, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger after a bad car accident. That way, I can get away with,
yeah, 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 yeah.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger after a bad car accident. So you won't hear Mark Wahlberg.
Okay.
But you will hear an impression I call out of breath Mark Wahlberg. Which is, guys, you've had Craig Gass in the studio for 2 minutes. Come on, let's get him out. Feel it.
He runs out of breath and everything.
Everything.
Craig Gass, I got a break.
That's every movie he's in. Guys, Transformers. Is that your car back that time? Every movie he's in, he's always.
Craig Gass tonight for two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 at the Vault at the Valley Forge Casino. You get tickets through valleyforgecasino.com or getgass, that's with two S's, .com. And where in Stone Harbor tomorrow?
Stone Harbor. At the Harbor Square Theater tomorrow night in Stone Harbor. All the info, getgaswith2s.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.